It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Our Monday morning quarterbacks are back in studio with us again this morning. Democrat Representative Eric Proctor and Republican David Brumbaugh to talk about the legislative session. Good morning.
Thank you for having us again.
Let's talk a little bit about Jeff Hickman. He was elected as the Speaker of the House this past week, leaped over the number two man to get that job. Did that surprise anybody besides me?
Well, I think there were some people in the caucus that were surprised, but he seemed to have the votes, and I think we're looking forward to what's going to happen. We've got one camp as a Speaker pro tem, and we have the Speaker of the House, and it would be a great opportunity to have some cohesiveness and working together going forward.
Is this good or bad news for the Democrats?
It's very much an opportunity for us to work together. It's a big change from how it could have been. Representative Jackson was very much in the camp of the former Speaker. And Representative Hickman obviously was not.
The Senate committee approved bonds for Capitol repair work. I know last week we talked a little bit about this. You guys were a little hesitant. This could soon land in your laps. What do you think?
Well, evidently, David and I may be two of the only people who won't vote against it because it passed 20-1 out of the Senate committee. But I think that it's a better option to pay as you go with the $160 million bond. One, I don't know how you spend $160 million immediately, so you're going to be paying interest on $160 million even if you're not using all of it together.
David?
Yeah, Tuesday we're going to see the numbers, and they may not be as good in collections as we thought. But here's the thing. We have, as I mentioned last week, we have $30 million in a long-term capital deferred fund. We can start with that money, repair the outside of the Capitol, and just as Representative Proctor was saying, let's pay as we go. We're going to have to do this in stages anyway because government has to function within that building.
The pension process, some changes were passed in both House Committee and Senate Committee this past week. Where do you guys fall on that? Eric?
Well, I can't speak for the entire House Democratic Caucus, but I can speak for me in that I think when we've made a promise to our state employees, be it teachers or our state troopers or the people that clean the offices at night at the state capitol, when we've made a promise to them, we need to make sure that we keep it.
Now, this basically would just impact new employees, would it not, David?
That's correct. If we've made promises, and that's exactly what we're going to, you know, take care of those promises. But new employees, we need to move from defined benefits to defined contributions, more like the free market.
41 other states ban texting. Oklahoma does not. A group of high school kids came and lobbied you guys this week. Where do we stand on that issue? What's going to happen with texting?
I'm 100% in favor of banning texting while driving, and that's a pledge that I've taken not to do that, and I would encourage that all of the listeners of the show to do the same thing.
David?
We need to have more Bluetooth. There's apps now that will say if you go over 10 miles an hour, your handheld device or your texting is shut off. And we need to make a better effort than we have just in legislation. We need to go to the industry and say, listen, people are dying. You need to put safeguards in these devices.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're out of time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you once again.
It is 7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.